Welcome to Chamber Chat, a monthly look at the Northfield business community, sponsored by the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce. And here is your host, the president of the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, Jane Bartho.
Folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
Good morning, Jane Bartho. How are you?
Good morning. That song always makes me smile.
How could it not? Dolly Parton.
Who works from 9 to 5 anymore, though?
Wouldn't that be great if you could just start work at 9 o'clock in the morning
and go home
home at 5 o'clock and just be done?
They probably had an hour lunch break, too.
Oh, probably back in those days, you know, because no one worked hard in the 70s and 80s, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't think we want to go down that path with our listeners.
Probably not. So today you've got a pair of guests
with us
in the studio today.
Kind of an eclectic group today. They're one of my faves.
Awesome.
Yeah. So can I?
Yeah, please.
Start? You want to start?
All right. Please introduce us.
Well, we've had the pleasure of having a summer intern full time all summer, and it's been a joy. It's been just great having Caleb Tritch on. Born and raised in Northfield, graduated here, and he went to Menominee.
Fantastic.
And we just threw him into the fire. He's been attending everything we can possibly get him to and writing really thoughtful stories for us.
Well, that's outstanding.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
I can't wait to talk to you about this, Caleb. And who's the your other friend here?
And Megan Kruger. Megan Kruger is probably one of our longest ambassadors right now. She's a chamber ambassador,
all right,
which is a volunteer, a goodwill arm of the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And she works for Millersburg Construction. Yeah, so I don't even know when we met. It's
over a year.
Years.
For sure.
Yeah. So go down the path on what they've brought to the chamber.
All right.
And
cool.
Get into the nitty gritty.
Cool. Caleb and Megan, did you guys know each other before this morning?
Briefly, from chamber events that we both attend.
All right,
yes,
cool.
Yes.
All right. So there's no other connection between the professionally or whatever.
Yeah. Just the chamber connection, really.
Well, which is a good connection, absolutely.
Which is fitting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Caleb, let's start with you, sir. You had a summertime internship with the Chamber of Commerce. What led you to seek out an internship with the Chamber?
Well, first of all, it's in the town I grew up in, Northfield, mm-hmm. so I absolutely love it here.
Yeah.
I want to hopefully stay here after school and as I get older. So the Chamber also offered a huge piece of relationship building in the town I love and grew up in. So
all right.
It was huge.
Okay. So what year did you graduate from high school?
2019.
Class 2019. You are currently a student at the University of Wisconsin-Menominee?
Actually, as of tomorrow, I'll be graduated.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a big deal. The last few days of your college career, you're spending it with us here at KYMN.
Yeah, I already feel graduated.
Oh, you ought to. That's great. What did you study at Menominee?
I majored in business administrations, and then I had a minor in sales and marketing.
Okay. All right. So grew up in Northfield, went away to school, and you want to come back and you want to live here?
Yes, hopefully.
Okay.
That's
so
the plan.
What's the immediate plan?
The immediate plan is to finish up the internship,
mm-hmm.
and then go back to Menominee for this school year. I'm going to live there for one more school year and then hopefully come back here next summer and stay here for a while.
All right. All right. What? So as the intern for the Chamber of Commerce, I know that my friends over at the Chamber, all three of them are busier than like they're all doing like full-time plus part-time jobs. I mean, so what were your, they had to be very happy to see you walk through the door. First of all, I've had interns before. It's the one most wonderful thing in the world. What did they have you doing?
Yeah. When I first got there, they all welcomed me. It made the transition super easy.
Yeah.
Jane, Rachel, and Kyle all deserve a lot of credit for what they do there. They make a lot of things happen, both behind the scenes and
do
what the community
why we
does
love
see.
Him so much.
But I try to do whatever they need me to do. I try not to say no to anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've been good at that.
That's good. You know, for everyone out there who ever has an internship moving forward, that's like rule number one. Try not to say no to anything. If anything you're asked to do, go do it. And because there's a learning experience in all of it, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yes. I've learned a lot here.
All right. So what specifically though, what were you doing?
Like
what
Jim
have
mentioned,
you been doing? Yes.
Yeah. Like Jim mentioned earlier, I've been attending all the events, meeting a ton of people around Northfield in the community. I'd say my favorite thing that I've done is probably the golf tournament.
Okay.
There was just such a large amount of people in one spot from the community, a lot of great people. So to be able to talk to them, build relationships, it was super great.
And the Chamber Golf Tournament's always one of the great events of the summer, too. I mean, it's people really I don't play golf and I get jealous because I don't get to go to the golf tournament. But it's I mean, it's you hear people talking about it for weeks before and after. So that's cool. You were writing for the Chamber. What were you writing about?
Yeah, I've been going around town interviewing businesses and writing about the connective piece between them, between them and other businesses, and between them and the community. So,
What have you been learning through that experience?
I've been learning that businesses can help each other in a lot more ways than just the average person can see.
Okay.
And it doesn't always have to be financial help. It can be support in a multitude of different ways. So
can you elaborate on that a little bit? Give us an example.
Just relationship building, really. I've learned a lot about just knowing your community, knowing who you live with, who you share space with.
Sure. And that's the key word, right? Community. It's a business community. It's not just it's not just dog eat dog and I got my space and I want my, you know, my business. No. Division Street, let's just, for example, right? We all want everything on Division Street to do well because, as one famous guy who used to live in Northfield used to say, we all do better when we all do better, right? So
he did say that.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm. So, besides the golf, what's the most interesting thing that you you experienced this summer?
Ooh.
Yeah, you're a tough one today.
With these
interview questions. I told Caleb this is going to be a piece of cake. Yeah.
Megan, I hope you're taking notes.
I'm ready. I'm so ready.
I honestly don't think I could pick one individually. Every day has been something new.
Okay.
For the entire summer, it's felt like I've come in and it hasn't been just sitting at a desk, typing away on a computer,
right,
as much as I do love the storytelling aspect of it. But it's just felt like a new experience every single day.
Okay. So you majored in, I'm sorry, your minor was in sales and marketing.
Yes.
Your major is in?
Business administration.
Business administration. Yep. Do you have specific goals you'd like to, what would you like to bring to the Northfield community once you are done with school and you come back here?
That's another good question.
Yeah, sorry, Caleb.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I didn't set him up for these, but these are good.
Coming
and
back, yeah.
Thoughtful.
I'm sorry. I'm trying not to be a jerk. I just.
Oh, no, you're okay. Coming back to Northfield, hopefully, I'd like to bring my positive attitude first of all.
Yeah.
I hope to brighten any space I'm in.
Okay.
And hopefully, when I've here, or the time I've been here, the marketing aspect of like the town and visitation, it's been super interesting to me. Mm-hmm. That specifically,
like, so, tourism.
Yeah
interesting. All right, so if there's a Northfield company out there looking for a young marketing and sales professional with some interest in business administration, reach out to the Chamber and Jane Bartho and they'll put you in touch with Caleb Tritch.
Absolutely.
And, yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
You have my endorsement, Caleb.
Awesome.
All right.
I appreciate that.
All right. So I hate this word. Let's pivot.
pivot was the word of 2020.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm ever hearing it again.
Pivot and COVID just go hand in hand.
Yes.
I feel like I say pivot.
Pivot, pause.
And then put on your mask. No, I don't want any of this. So, all right. Megan Kruger of Millersburg Construction, welcome to Chamber Chat.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah. Thank you, Jane, for inviting us. I'm super excited to be here.
We're super excited to have you. You clearly have an exuberant personality. We love that on the radio. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
How long have you been with Millersburg?
I've been with Millersburg over a year, almost two now. I originally came on as just their marketing manager, and I've kind of grown into a plethora of different roles. So I also help support our commercial department right now. So all of our commercial roofing, siding, things like that. So yeah, it's been a blast since coming on with them.
How is life these days in the world of construction? I spent the first, almost 15 years of my working career in the construction industry. So,
oh, you
so,
did? Yeah, okay, did. So you're familiar.
Yes, but I've lost touch. How is life in the construction industry these days?
It's interesting. I mean, as you probably know, every day, kind of like what Caleb just said, no day is ever the same.
Nope.
What's kind of nice about us being just honed in on the exteriors is that there's some consistency there. Just focusing on roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. Mm-hmm. This beginning of the season was kind of slow, which was kind of nice because we had that huge hailstorm last year. Almost the entire city of Northfield was affected. So it was nice to just kind of have a slow start to this season.
Right.
And then we've had a few pop-up storms here and there in July.
Right.
But it's been a nice, consistent year for us, which is there's not often consistency in construction. No. So it's nice to have that.
When I was selling, I never sold shingles, but I sold everything else that went onto a roof. And we just had a hailstorm in the Twin Cities last week.
Oh.
And
yes.
I remember those storms would come through. And, you know, I'd feel bad for everyone who got, you know, but I'd be very quietly just like pumping my arms up and going, all right. Is that happening a little bit over at Millersburg right now?
Maybe a little bit. It's such a double-edged sword because, as we said, our communities, I feel like Northfield has been hit almost every year for the past couple of years.
That's
so
true.
You're like, at this point, nobody wants another roof. You know what I mean? Nobody wants to go through that process again. But it is now hitting kind of the outskirts, some areas that we haven't been for a while. So yes and no. It's kind of a double-edged sword when that happens.
Yeah.
You know, nobody wants to go through it, but we're happy to be the ones that are there when they need the help.
Right. So you're the marketing director.
Yes.
Okay. So is that your logo that you're wearing? Like,
no,
did you create that?
They've had this far long before me.
Okay.
But
so what are you doing? What are you doing? What are the projects that you work on for
the projects that I work on? So really any of the media that we currently do, I'm kind of a one woman show. So any of our, like, I don't personally do all of our Google and SEO stuff, but I'm kind of I oversee all of our actual marketing, and then all of our community involvement is my piece as well. So all of our like person-to-person marketing and stuff that my involvement with the chamber. I also do all of our social media. So kind of like the umbrella of marketing, I'm your go-to girl.
And you would sort of maybe be one of the public faces then.
Yes, a little bit.
Absolutely.
Yes, that's why I'm here.
I don't want to go beyond the radio. Send Megan.
Yes, that's exactly it. Or even the social media posts, trying to get my guys. I'm like, please take a photo or a selfie at your job site. It's like pulling teeth. So I'll get out there at our job site. I'll take selfies all day long.
Yeah, I've been around a lot of contractors for a long time, and they just don't want to be bothered with that stuff at all. Millersburg has been. I mean, you guys are a
It's a hero. Sponsor?
Right, but like Millersburg though has been a cornerstone of the chamber for years and years. Is that not right? I mean, you guys
I've been there 6 years, and Millersburg's been a member longer than that.
Right. I mean, you're almost not synonymous, but you guys have gone hand in hand with the chamber. Tell us about Millersburg's involvement with the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, so we love to be involved with a ton of things just in the city of Northfield altogether. We really believe in giving back to the community that has supported us year over year. I personally am a current ambassador at the Northfield Chamber right now with Jane, so I do a lot of that stuff. We love going to all of the local events, whether it be just the morning mingles, the after hours that Chamber puts on to support the businesses, the ribbon cuttings. I try to attend as much of that as we can. And then we also try to sponsor as many events throughout the year as we can as well.
What are the benefits to Millersburg for your involvement with the Chamber?
The benefits to Millersburg benefits for us being involved?
Yeah.
Oh, I honestly, it's got to be the connections that we make with other business owners and just members of our community. Just me or whoever comes with, like, being that face and and just being known, it's that like branding, you know what I mean? So getting to make those connections with other business owners is probably one of the biggest perks for us being involved in the chamber.
Sure.
It's one of those things where you kind of get out what you put in, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I would think too, I mean, we all brag about Northfield. I mean, Caleb grew up here and he can't wait to come back. I mean, it's, mm-hmm. we all, how Northfield is such it's such a great place to be, right? Any organization you get involved in just intrinsically because it's in Northfield is probably going to be a really good experience. But I have to believe that the people that you guys are connecting with through the chamber, it just makes it that much better because you're connecting with quality people.
Yes, absolutely. So, fun fact for you, I'm from Mankato originally.
Oh, okay.
And I currently live in Faribault.
Okay.
But when I came on with Millersburg...
Well, wait, what the heck's wrong with you?
I know, hear me out. When I came on with Millersburg, I'll tell you, that 20-minute drive was one of the, like, hardest deciding factors. I'm like, do I really want to do that every day?
Oh, that's hilarious.
And getting involved with the chamber here and all of the events, I have fallen in love with Northfield. Good. Like, absolutely. Aww. Tenfold. Like, everything that we do with the Defeat of Jesse James Days, everything that we do with the chamber and all of the other events here, it's just, this community is amazing.
Yeah. All right, so you guys you're one of the hero supporters, is that what we call this?
Yes, it's okay. Called the hero sponsorship for
tell
the
us about the program.
Oh, so we've been hero sponsorships. That's the largest sponsorship you can be for the Defeat of Jesse James Days for as long as I can remember, since before I came on. And that is probably, that's the biggest event that we sponsor all year, I would say. It's one of our most beloved sponsorships that we do. Just it's really that give back to the community. Mm-hmm. It's one of the biggest events here, obviously.
Yeah.
Our owners grew up going to the Defeat, you know what I mean? So getting that opportunity to give that back to that event, to this community, is really where our heart's at. We'd love to go all out for the parade every year. Like, it is our jam. So we are super excited that that's coming up.
You're a construction company. We always expect really good things out of your float.
Oh, good. Yes. I hope that we can make it happen this year. It's going to be amazing. I have some great ideas along.
And this is the 75th anniversary. Yes. So we're expecting everyone to raise their game this year.
Yes, yeah. We will be, and we'll be including that 75th piece of it on our float as well.
That's fantastic. So tell us about the work you did with Santa's house and all of that.
Yeah, so we replaced the roof for the Santa house. Was it last year?
Mm-hmm.
It was needing a roof, so the chamber came to Millersburg, and we were happy to fix that up because that Santa house in and of itself is such a staple in our community. I couldn't imagine having a winter on Bridge Square without it.
No,
so,
I can't either.
So we came in and volunteered that time and effort to replace the roof on the Santa house, which was super fun.
Fantastic.
For us.
And as a chamber ambassador, right? I mean, that's probably, it's always struck me from the outside looking in, Jane, that the ambassador program is one of the most important functions of the chamber. Would
absolutely.
Would you agree?
Well, it is. It's dedicated volunteers.
Yeah.
We could not stretch as far as we do without the ambassadors.
Right, right.
And it's a win-win, because like Megan came on, and any of the relationships that she makes at the ribbon cuttings and at the networking events, they're hers.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Each ambassador can make their own relationship moving forward. And we kind of give them a reason. They have to go out and meet people.
Right.
That's our expectation. And oftentimes it is the face of the business that comes forward
right.
as an ambassador, and win-win.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got room for more.
Yeah, well, there's always room for more, I would think. Now you're recruiting for the chamber as well, is that right?
For ambassadors?
Yes.
As
an ambassador. Like,
or and new members.
Yes,
actually,
what I mean.
Yeah. So actually it's kind of funny you say that. So as ambassadors, we do focus on new members, but we've also kind of switched to help focus on some of the retention of our members that have been around and just helping them like see how they can get involved and just encouraging that involvement. I feel like now that we are able to have more events than we could have like a couple years ago when everything got so shut down, like we're doing both. We're focusing on new members, but also just like the current members, making sure that they're getting as much out of their chamber membership as possible too.
Oh yeah. Oh, that made, I did never thought about it in those terms. Like, so the people that pay their dues, but don't show up to the events or whatever. And just they're members of the chamber because it's a good idea to be a member of the chamber, but they don't do anything with it. So you're reaching out to those people.
And we
too.
Still love those members too, but there's so much that the chamber offers that sometimes if you don't look, you don't even know about, So we're kind of here to raise awareness for that as well.
I'm going to put you on the spot now, Megan, because I was really, I drilled down on Caleb all over the place. So now it's your turn. All right. So I personally, I have a little side hustle that I do where I have a little podcast production company.
Very cool.
I take on clients and I produce podcasts for them. So why should I join the Northfield Chamber of Commerce?
Oh, so there's a ton of benefits to joining as small, like, side hustle businesses like that. Actually, I think it's huge because there's not really anywhere else in town that you can go to get that in to so many businesses. Like, think of just the amount of connections you can make. Mm-hmm. And we have multiple, like, not marketing, but, like, networking is the word I'm looking for. Networking events a month. So, and they are all different times of the day. So we have like morning mingles that you're welcome to come to. Mm-hmm. We have after hours that you're welcome to come to. We have a ton of luncheons that you're welcome to come to and connect with others. But with that not technically being a brick and mortar business, since it's kind of just your own gig, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we even have opportunities for you to come in and speak to the ambassadors or come in and lead a luncheon and things like that if you really want to get your word out to other chamber members.
Excellent. But now, My next question, of course, is just being a side hustle and an independent, well, I'm hardly independent, but a small business, micro, in fact, business owner. Is it affordable for me to be in the chamber? Can I?
Less than a dollar a day.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding.
Are you kidding me?
No. And I don't know if we can ever charge more than $364 a year.
Well, you can if you're going to keep telling people.
Yeah, I don't want to give that line up. So our top, no, I'm not going to max out. But it's $340 for our business level membership for a year.
Okay, so, well, that ain't bad.
Yeah, I think there has been questions in the past. I can't afford to join. Well, we also are able to do customized payments. We have a handful of folks, small business, especially, that will pay month by month. It's $28 a month. So,
oh, that ain't bad at all.
Yeah. Yeah. And I wanted to give a plug to Caleb as well that every member has their own business page on our directory. Mm-hmm. You can see the stats. We get up to over 3,000 hits on our website each month.
Wow.
Yeah, it's high. I mean, for a variety of reasons,
at least 100 of them however are me. I go to your website all the time looking for events and things that should be in the news that we need
so
to
we
write
have
about.
About 2,900 hits every month. But when Kyle came aboard, I had just started doing personalizing their pages because we've got enhanced web pages for people, for members, so they can put on videos, just really personalizing it.
Yeah.
And so when Kyle came aboard, that was a perfect avenue for her to meet people. She would update them from their public pictures, nothing licensed, taking them off of their own website, their own Facebook page and stuff like that. And then she would say, "Hi, I'm Kyle. I'm new. This is what I did for you. Take a peek and let me know what you think." And they go, "Oh," and then when Caleb came aboard, Kyle went, "Ooh, I can hit twice as many people." So she's updated about half of our members' pages already between the two of these folks working all summer.
Fantastic.
And I'm just really capitalizing on them because some of them were just the basic. And some of them don't even know that they had this.
Right.
The members that have been members for 102 years is what we're going on. Speaking of that digital stuff and the advertising, and you could have your own podcast page on
the Wemba Chamber
site for $28.33.
My goodness. We're going to have to talk about 2024, Jane. That's what I think.
I'm in.
All right. So, yeah. Okay. So Millersburg Construction, Jesse James Day. Is there anything special else you guys are doing for Jesse James Days? or just you're just gonna
anything else special? So I will be doing. I sign up to do the Facebook Live interview with Becca and Lisa. It's like a 20-minute. So if you want to hear my voice again, you can tune in to the Defeat of Jesse James Facebook page.
You will have so much fun talking to Becca and Lisa on Facebook Live.
So we'll be doing that.
I hope it's later in the day when Becca and Lisa have had a couple of refreshments.
Oh, maybe we should arrange that.
I was thinking the same thing, but I didn't know.
Those are absolutely the best interviews. Absolutely.
We'll be on site most of the time. Our group, we're going to be doing a group outing to the Friday night rodeo show. So we get a few tickets with our sponsorship, but we're also just going to buy a bunch more. And our group will be represented at the Friday night rodeo. We'll have people, I'm sure, at the reenactments the whole time and stuff. Fantastic. So we'll be around. But yes, the float is like our big thing.
Yeah, we expect. Cool. All right. Well, thank you for being here, Megan. Jane, what else is going on with the chamber?
Well, we're gearing up for our gala.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to come up with a name. And maybe your listeners can help me.
Okay.
The theme's going to be Yellowstone. Because everybody in town has a hat. Has a cowboy hat, has boots. It's not defeat days, but it's a Yellowstone theme. So sure. We're going down that path. The gala is going to be October 13th, and it is the only fundraiser that the chamber has for the chamber. So in the past years, it's been set up as a live and silent auction. So mm-hmm. that's kind of a generally we're a nonprofit run by dues, and dues doesn't always cover the operation. Nope. So a fundraiser for our own nonprofit, and we can't call it Yellowstone.
You'll figure it out.
Thinking, yeah.
You know, what is it? Sutton? Is that the family name?
Dutton.
Right.
Yeah. So we're kind of being creative for that.
Okay.
Right. And
is Kevin Costner coming for the gala then?
I emailed his people.
Did you?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything.
You
but
did.
I did. I found it. I just started Googling and I sent something.
You have to ask. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So you have
maybe
to ask.
I could, you know, pull
That's
that up
amazing.
To the. Of course I did.
That'd
yeah.
be a coup, man.
So
that'd be great.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah. Yes. You know what you do? You inquire about hiring his band to play at the gala.
Kevin Costner has a band?
Kevin Costner has a band.
I didn't know that.
He is a musician. He plays guitar and he sings and he's got a band. That's how you do it. That's how you get Kevin Costner to come out.
Well, I like him even more now.
I don't know.
I didn't think that was possible.
I don't know what it would cost to get Kevin Costner's band out here, but yeah.
We are a nonprofit.
Well, yeah.
In there.
He might do something.
So we've got a mechanical bull coming.
It's going to be so good.
You know what? For the amount you're going to pay in insurance on the mechanical bull, you could probably pay for Kevin Costner's band.
No.
All right.
We're good. We're okay. good.
Anything else we need to touch
Winter
on?
Winter Walk is December 7th and 8th.
It's like 98 degrees
and
this 8th. Week, and we're going to talk about Winter Walk.
Yeah.
We can
wait
for another
Okay,
couple.
We can,
yeah.
but
put it on your calendar.
It takes time. I'm looking for community partners to go in, and it's our 25th anniversary for Winter Walk this year. So it's going to be bigger.
Wow.
Thursday will be the stroll. Thursday will be downtown, and just that magical feel.
Have I ever
told
you that Winter Walk is the reason, like the was the final reason we moved to Northfield?
That's crazy. I hear that so often.
We had been looking at a house, and we had wanted to move to Northfield for years, but we'd been looking at a house, and it was a private transaction. And the guy we were talking to, the owner of the house, said, "It's Winter Walk tonight. Come on down." And just get a feel for the things. And we wandered around Winter Walk and kind of looked at each other and went, yeah, this is what we want to do.
He knew what he was doing.
Yeah. Oh, he was, that's a good salesman right there. So absolutely.
Pete Mergen said the same thing.
Is that right?
He and Debbie were thinking of Northfield and they walked down.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the same street you were walking down.
Possibly.
Same night.
Yeah, maybe.
Sealed
a long
the deal
time
for
ago.
Them.
Yeah, that's great.
I love that.
Well, Caleb Tritch and Megan Krueger. And Jane Bartho.
Rich Larson.
Thank you for joining us today on Chamber Chat. Now, we should mention, too, that normally Chamber Chat is the third Tuesday of every month, but we had to move Chamber Chat this month because we had Defeat of Jesse James Day's ambassadors on Monday and Tuesday this week. So,
mm-hmm.
We appreciate you rolling with the changes. And folks, I know how much you enjoy Chamber Chat. It will be back. Jane will be back on the third Tuesday of September to talk all about the Northfield business community.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Well, thank you. And we will talk to you guys again next month. Thanks, folks. This has been Chamber Chat with Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce President Jane Bartho.